This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Annie and Ando, serving you a hot plate of Joy breakfast.
11 minutes past 8, 16 degrees and a forecast top of 24 for Melbourne. This morning, Annie Louie, straight from the jungle finale, not actually the jungle.
Yes, they all looked beautiful in their hair and makeup last night.
And in my world, the hottest looking is none other than Mr. Grant Denyer. Good morning.
Oh, bless your beautiful souls. How nice are you?
We're so glad that you lost because we got to chat to you.
You can't say that.
We knew we were chatting to the runner-up, but you are the star in our eyes.
And made my morning.
The biggest celeb, let's admit.
Did you just say, I'm so glad you lost? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Sorry, mate.
Because I was like, I really want to chat to Grant.
Yes.
Do you know this officially makes me the Shannon Knoll of this competition?
Yeah. But look at him now. He's doing cameos for about $75.
Grant Denyer cameo, $72.
Oh, I thought my birthday's coming up. That'd be sick.
Yeah, we'll get you a Shannon Knoll one for sure.
That's amazing. I've got a car. I've got a big black shiny
car. This is your
car.
Next album. Oh, I swear you've got it pre-made for you. Don't need to do a Christmas one this year.
We broke the story here on Joy 94.9. Hey, looking through the jungle or looking through you in the jungle, what an amazing journey that, you know, like you always come across very personable and very approachable, but we just got to see so much more of you throughout that experience.
You know what I love? I love the fact that you use the word journey because you can't talk about reality television and not use the word journey.
Sorry.
You are on point. This is beautiful. Now, it is, I thought it was just a TV show. I didn't expect to when I got in there. All of a sudden, you know, it's like they give you truth serum and you just start purging the most deep and personal stories to absolute strangers. Like, I told stories in there that I haven't even told my wife.
Oh, wow.
So it was, it's crazy.
And you have a podcast together where you reveal all of your secrets pretty much, and there's still more to be that's untapped.
Yeah, you got so much time in there, and I don't know if it's the starvation or the heat or the fear of being pushed into some ridiculous challenge every day, but you just start going deeper and deeper into yourself where you know what, there's no distraction. Like, so you come up against something in your personality that you don't like, but there's no phone to distract you. You can't go to the pantry. There's no television. So you're forced to sort of sit in it and deal with it. And you kind of, when you're face-to-face with the things about yourself that you don't like, you kind of end up rebuilding yourself a little bit in there, which is a blessing that I never expected.
Now, you've been out for a couple of weeks and your beautiful wife, very pregnant with your next child on the way. How much would she say that you've changed, or what would she say she noticed the biggest difference when you got out?
Well, it was her choice to send me in there because she's reasonably heavily pregnant, and she's like, I don't know if this is a sign of our relationship or not, but she was like, please go in the jungle. But I think she had a feeling that there's a chance you might come out of this thing slightly better than you went in, and she's absolutely, you know, right. You know, to be honest, I don't have many friends, and I really underestimated the value of friendship, but without the people that were in there, I wouldn't have made it through. So it was, there's a lot of beautiful realizations that happen in there.
Yeah, if you've just joined us, we are chatting to I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here runner-up, Grant Denyer, and I love the facial expressions that you've pulled throughout the series. Some of them appear on your Instagram. Which one was your favourite, do you reckon, like, picture-perfect moment?
Yeah, I reckon when they put me in a grave, because I'm claustrophobic and afraid of snakes, so they put me in a grave with 70 snakes, and I'm in there, and then they turn the lights out. And then I'm like, please don't turn the lights out! Like I'm like a seven-year-old at a sleepover.
I felt everything you felt. Watching that through the screen, your terror in that, I think I touched cloth just between you and me. I was so scared on your behalf.
the stupid thing going in the show, and I've made television in my life, you know, I've been around, I've lived a life, and then why the hell did I tell everyone what my greatest fears were? Because they use it against you when you go in there.
Yeah, exactly. Oh. It was a little different than Dancing with the Stars, wasn't it, mate?
I'm like, mate, give me a bit of sequence and some nice eyeshadow, and I'm all good. Why the hell are you making me drink pig's blood and sheep's eyes?
Yuck, your guts. When, after the first proper meal you had after getting out, does it go straight through? Like, I'm sorry to talk toilet, but like, your guts would be so sort of not used to anything really good.
Yeah, I'll let you on a little secret.
Mm-hmm.
When we got in there, we absolutely stunk. Like, for I reckon about 5 days, our BO was putrid, right? Because you basically got no warm showers, you got no deodorant. But then after a while, it sort of neutralized. So once all the sugar and toxins come out of your body, you don't smell anymore. And then when we were in there, we were given some fast food, and all of a sudden our BO was really
strong.
Isn't
that interesting? Who was the pongiest in the jungle?
Jess Eva did the first fart in the jungle, and that's when I knew I loved her. When she could just like break out a bit of a love puff in there, I was like, that's my girl.
Brilliant. Before we let you go, what do you think, has your opinion of reality TV stars changed from this experience? Because going in, apparently, you really didn't think highly of them.
Well... I'm not really a reality consumer of television. Yep. And then I knew there'd be like, Real Housewives of Melbourne in there, there's Bachelorettes. And then when I got in there, and we're all like, we're so nervous, you're all kind of overacting, you're protecting yourself. You've got your television coat on, you're the best version of yourself. And then I'm in there, I'm like, oh my God, I can't last if this is going to happen. These guys are painful. But everyone really kind of relaxed and looked after one another, and it really changed my opinion of how things work.
Oh, thank you so much, Grant. It's been fantastic talking to you. You are the runner-up of I'm a Celebrity.
You are the winner.
Yeah, but the winner in our eyes.
Yep.
Have a great day, buddy. Thank you.
Bless you guys. Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.